Father in heaven, as we come to you right now, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we acknowledge you as being God Almighty, that you are the creator of all that is in heaven and in earth. The whole world is yours and the fullness thereof. You are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. You are from everlasting to everlasting. You have all power, you know everything, you have all understanding, and all wisdom comes from you. Father God, as we come into your presence, we just thank you for this opportunity to come. Hallelujah. We thank you for the calling of your Spirit, which unctions us to seek you. And now, Lord God, you know all about us. There's nothing hidden from you. You see everything. Even the ones that are praying, the ones that are seeking prayer, you know their needs. Oh, Father, as I come to you, we all need forgiveness. So I ask you to forgive us all of our trespasses in the name of Jesus. You want us to be like you, God, so I ask you to help us to forgive those who trespass against us in the name of Jesus. Then, my Heavenly Father, as I come, I ask you to bless those that are seeking prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on the individual, Father, whatever may be the need, this sister or brother, this family or friend, have mercy right now, I pray in Jesus' name, and give them safety and security and direction in the name of Jesus. Please put their bread and water on the table, Father. Give them their meat today, I pray, in the name of Jesus. I pray for their shelter and for their peace of mind. I pray for their closer walk with thee, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you stretch forth your hand and meet whatever the secret need of the one who is hearing this prayer, whatever it may be. I ask you, Lord God, to please grant and meet their need in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, and praise you, for you are so worthy of praise. Many, Lord, are caught up in this coronavirus pandemic. I pray, Father God, that you will eradicate this virus, send forth a vaccine in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that if there may be any grief or loss, that you, Father, will comfort the grieving in the name of Jesus. If there be any disappointment or any sorrow, I pray for your comfort and your peace upon these people that are listening to this prayer in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you will stretch forth your hand. If there be any financial need, Father, if there's any need for safety or security, oh Lord God, that you will supply in the name of Jesus. If there be any oppression, I pray for deliverance, Father. If there be any pain, I pray for healing in the name of Jesus. If there be any sickness, I pray for restoration and healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, please send forth your hand and bless. Any way you bless us, Father, it's okay with us. Have your way, God. Bless your people, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, as you listen to this prayer, I would ask you to look at Psalm 27. The Lord is your light and your salvation. You have none to fear, nothing to be afraid of. He will hold you and he will sustain you. The Lord is your light and your salvation. You have nothing to fear nor be afraid of. He will deliver you. When we drop all the way down, it says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Seek God. Don't give up on him. Yes, we live in troubling times, but praise God even in these troubling times, because he is able. He is able to restore. He is able to do all things. And he is able to go above and beyond all that you can ask or think. Just trust God, my friend. Be strong in the Lord. And if you need further counseling or if you want to talk to us, You're welcome to send us an email from this website. You're welcome to join us in our services as posted. You're welcome to read our monthly newsletter or follow our calendar. If we can be of any more assistance to you, you are more than welcome to call the number 786-817-4655. May the Lord be with you till we meet again.